He looks me up and down like I'm something he's just peeled off the underside of his shoe. I do a double take. He's about 50, very British in a late imperial gin-pickled kind of way. In his lightweight tropical suit, regimental tie and waxwork moustache, he looks like he's just stepped out of a Merchant Ivory movie.
Mr. Howard, your warrant card, please.
Oh. I fumble with my pocket for a while until I find the thing, then wave it vaguely in his direction. His cheek twitches.
That'll do. I'm Griffin. Follow me.
He turns and strides towards the exit.
You're late.
I'm late? But I only just got here. I hurry after him, trying not to lurch into any walls. Where are we going? I ask.
To the hotel.
I follow him outside, and he waves an arm peremptorily. An old but well-kept Jaguar XJ6 pulls up, and the driver jumps out to open the door.
Get in.
I almost fall into the seat, but manage to cushion my briefcase just in time to save the laptop. Griffin shoves the door shut on me, then gets into the front passenger seat and raps the dashboard.
To the Sky Tower. Chop chop.
I can't help it. My eyes slide closed. It's been a long day, and my snatch of sleep aboard the Airbus wasn't exactly refreshing. My head spinning as the Jag pulls out onto a freshly resurfaced road. It's oppressively hot, even with the air conditioning running flat out, and I just can't seem to stay awake. Seemingly seconds later, we pull up in front of a large concrete box, and someone opens the door for me.
Come on, get out, get out!
I blink and force myself to stand up. Where are we? I ask.
The Sky Tower Hotel. I've booked you in and swept the room. Your team will be working out of a rented villa when they arrive. That's in hand, too. Come on.
Griffin leads me past reception, past a stand staffed by Barbies giving away free cosmetic samples, into an elevator and down another anonymous hotel space passage decorated randomly with cane furniture. We end up in some corporate decorator's vision of a tropical hotel room, all anonymous five-star furniture plus a French door opening onto a balcony, exploding with potted greenery. A ceiling fan spins lazily, failing to make any impression on the heat.
Sit down. No, not there. Here.
I sit, suppress a yawn, and try to force myself to look at him. Either he's frowning or he's worried.
When are they due, by the way?
He asks. Aren't they here yet? I ask. Say, shouldn't you show me your warrant card?
Bah!
His moustache twitches, but he reaches into his jacket pocket and pulls out a thing that anyone who isn't expecting a warrant card will see as a driving license or a passport. There's a faint smell of sulfur in the air.
You don't know.
Know what? He peers at me sharply, then apparently makes his mind up.
They're late,
he mutters.
Bloody cock-up.
Louder.
Gin and tonic or whiskey soda?
My head still throbbing. Have you got a glass of water? I ask hopefully.
Bah,
he says again, then walks over to the minibar and opens it. He pulls out two bottles and two glasses. Into one of them he pours a double finger of clear spirits, the other he puts down next to the tonic water.
Help yourself,
he says grudgingly. This isn't what I'm expecting from a station chief. To tell the truth, I'm not sure what I should be expecting, but antique Jaguars, regimental ties and gin tippling in mid-afternoon isn't it. Have you been told why I'm here? I ask tentatively.